G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions 2014. We're about to preview round three. Off to a cracking start for the year, 12-2 combined. Look, if you haven't got out and got yourself a copy of our book, the 2014 AFL Punters Guide, do yourself a massive favour, because that's where all this good stuff comes from. Before we hand over to Cliff for the first game preview, how good was Friday night, mate? Best game of the year.
That's one theory. I have a few others. I'd put it roughly on a par with Rowan Buick missing the lot from 35 out on Sunday afternoon, when a point would have gotten the Lions plus the cover and would have had me 5 plot. But we live and learn.
Can't win them all.
Speaking of the Hawkers, they're back on again on Friday night at the MCG hosting Fremantle. The Hawks, this line actually moved around quite a lot on Monday and Tuesday, but the Hawks now 4.5-point favourites. Total points line around the 170 mark. I'm very keen the Hawks here. They've got an excellent record as small favourites, 9-5 in their last 14 as favourites of less than 15.5. Dockers have a poor record as small underdogs, and they also have a pretty poor record off a six-day break. Ross Lyon is far more effective when he's got more time to prepare for the opposition. But the critical thing is the head-to-head record. Clarkson's had the better of Lyon in all three starts, with these two coaching their respective clubs. I think the Hawks will do it again. I'm pretty happy to take them at the minus.
100%. As you say, the market did shift appreciably. I think the Hawks were plus 2.5 when it opened on Monday. So luckily enough, I did manage to snap up a piece of that very early in the piece. But obviously with a few blokes yet suspended, it's moved in. Frio, they're going to miss Barlow. They're going to miss Fife through the midfield. Hawks have a few in doubt as well, but look, I'm happy to recommend the small minus as well.
Saturday afternoon, we go to the Docklands, Etihad Stadium, for the Western Bulldogs against Richmond. The Dogs receiving between 19.5 and 21.5 start. Total points line in the mid to low 190s.
Couldn't find a great deal to like about this one. If anything, probably leaning towards the Tigers at the minus. Dogs have been... they've been all right the first couple of weeks. Last week they were. It was a bog. Not so much in the ground itself, just the way the game was played, which, you know, that was always going to happen with them out to prove it. But I think Richmond might open them up a little bit this week. They've had a couple of hard running games in a row, the Doggies, and just can't see where the score is going to come from. But that being said, they did show the ability to lock it down last week, and if the going gets tough, they might be able to do that again. So I'm happy enough to leave this one alone, mate.
I'm very keen Richmond, the minus. They don't play Etihad terribly often, but they've covered 4 of their last 5 at the venue. Dogs have a poor record in day games, and also as underdogs of more than 15.5, but the critical one's the head-to-head record. Last 3 games, these two sides have played. Richmond have won them all by between 60 and 70 points. I can't see the Dogs having moved on too far from last year. Pretty happy to have the Tigers minus 19.5.
Good.
We go to the Adelaide Oval on Saturday afternoon for the 0-2 Crows against the 0-2 Swans. The Crows getting 6.5 start, total points line in the mid to high 170s. I couldn't find much I liked at the line. Adelaide have been pretty good against the Swans at the SCG, but the last couple of times Sydney have come over to Footy Park, they've done Adelaide pretty well. The one I do like here is the over. Adelaide have a strong record to the over in the day, as do the Swans. 175.5 at TAB Sportsbet, I think, is a pretty generous line. I'm happy to play the over on this one.
Good call. Good call. Look, if you had told me 3 weeks ago that the Swans are going to be opening up a goal favourite in this game, would have put a hefty wager on it, but look, they've been very ordinary. Everyone's all their prime movers are out of form. They're not the team that we expect them to be at this stage. And look, I'm pretty sure I'm about 1 in 700 when backing Sydney in any stretch whatsoever. So I'm going to stay right away from this one.
Wise move. We go to the Twilight game on Saturday, and it's the Q Clash, the Gold Coast Suns against Brisbane at Metricon Stadium. Suns laying 6.5 to 7.5 total points line in the mid 170s.
Yeah, look, Brisbane have been impressive against strong opposition in the first couple of weeks. Gold Coast were humbled last week against a rampant Freo side. So realistically, you'd probably feel this one's a little bit of a flip of the coin, but That said, I'm actually going to go the minus here. I think the Gold Coast in this game, even though the Lions do get Rockliffe back and that will help their inside work, I think the Gold Coast really, they isolate the games that they can really impact and get a win. And I think they've just got too much class across the ground, a bit too much strength at both ends for the Lions. I'm pretty happy to take the small minus.
I'm a bit lucky with the Adelaide-Sydney game. Had you put up this line pre-season, I'd have happily taken the Suns at the minus. But as you said, the Lions have been pretty solid the last couple of games, and they do have a reasonable head-to-head record against Gold Coast. Slightly into the minus for mine, but not enough to partake. We move to Saturday night at the MCG, Collingwood hosting Geelong. The Magpies getting between 7.5 and 9.5. Total points line in the mid to high 180s. I really struggled here. Lot to like statistically about the Cats as small favourites or indeed as underdogs. They do tend to play up to those sides, and it's more a case of when they're heavy favourites that things go a bit askew. Collingwood have got a poor record as home underdogs. They've got a poor record against the spread at the MCG, covering 11 in the last 31. But they have beaten Geelong the last three starts, all head-to-head. Nothing terribly exciting from my perspective in this game.
Yeah, look, I'm with you there as well, mate. Realistically, Geelong should win it in a canter if you're just looking at the two sides on paper. Collingwood last week were super impressive, getting a lot out of the mid to lower tier players that you wouldn't generally expect a great performance from. The likes of Maxwell being allowed to play loose behind the ball, can't see that probably happening as much this week. Poor old Maxie doesn't tend to back it up too often in a row. But look, probably a lean towards a minus. Geelong should win it, but yeah, too much doubt to put in the cash there.
Saturday night, Eastern time, but it'll be a twilight game over in the West. The Eagles, the rampant Eagles, hosting St Kilda at Subi. The Eagles laying between 62.5 and 64.5, total points line in the mid-180s.
There is absolutely no reason why we should entertain a 10-plus goal line round three of the year. But that being said, I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. West Coast they've absolutely impressed me. I've watched every minute of their football this year. The way they transition the ball from defence to attack and just get it in long and quick. They've got so many options forward of centre. You know, if it's not Darling or Kennedy or Cox, it's Lacroix bobbing up. They just put a score on. St Kilda, once again, they're 2-0. But that being said, they've beaten Melbourne and GWS. They haven't really had a hit out yet. Can't see Nick Riewoldt maintaining the form he's shown against Eric McKenzie, who's going to run with him all day. I think the Saints might come crashing back to earth this week.
Well, I'm going to stick with your original point that says more than 10 goals in round three is an easy lay down. I love the under here. The Eagles have an outstanding record to the under in twilight and night games. They've gone 16 of their last 21 have gone under in those scenarios. St Kilda have a slight trend that way, but the other big thing, we had our first team come off a six-day break last week in the Hawks. They went under. Teams off six-day breaks now, 141.87 to the under since 2012, which is a 62% hit rate. I'm happy to go with the six-day break into darkness double here, under 185.5 points for me.
Yeah, good stuff.
Sunday afternoon, well, who cares really? GWS hosting Melbourne at Blacktown at Spotless Stadium or wherever it's called these days. The Giants laying 21.5 to 22.5, total points line in the low 180s.
I think it's Israel Folau Stadium, actually. I think it was renamed earlier this year.
He's got the money for the sponsoring, right?
I've actually found a bet here. Melbourne can't kick a score. We've seen that. They've just got no one to go to. Anyone they've got that can take a grab is out, unavailable at the moment. So, you know, if they put 40 points on the board, they've probably had a good day, even against the likes of GWS. So that with that in mind, GWS probably won't blow them away. Melbourne have shown the capacity to hang on to the nut. They had more possessions than West Coast last week, still got managed to get beaten convincingly, but GWS don't have that sort of firepower. So I'm going to play the under here, and then I think that'll be pretty comfortable.
I did contemplate that same bet on a similar rationale that I just, where would Melbourne get a score? For essentially 180 total point line and a spread of about 20, you're looking at GWS 100 to Melbourne 80 is about the mark that's expected. It's hard to see Melbourne getting to that number. With that said, I just don't trust the Demons. Unless I'm laying them for 7 goals against a side that I think will back top 4, won't be doing too much betting in Demons games for the foreseeable future.
Nah, stick it up them every week.
Sunday twilight, we go to the Docklands again for North Melbourne hosting Port Adelaide. Kangaroos getting between 3.5 and 5.5 total points, line around the 190 mark.
I'm really disappointed that I like Port Adelaide so much at the moment. I should hate them. Everything about me tells me I should hate Port Adelaide. I've always hated Port Adelaide, but there's just so much to like about the way they play their football. Ken Hinckley is just... he's a phenomenon as a coach. He is absolutely amazing with what he's been able to get out of those players. North Melbourne, look, their legitimacy as a top 4 side is waning by the moment. I think we might have oversold them there pretty heavily. Port Adelaide, I was contemplating sitting this one out, but the more I look at it, the more I think that Port by a kick, I think they'll get it done.
Yeah, there was a lot from my perspective thinking about Port. They've got a great record on the road. Road favourites. They're good at Etihad. They're good as small favourites. Two things scare me. North Melbourne, 12-1 at the spread as home underdogs in the last couple of years, and they've won 4 of the last 5 head-to-head. And that was enough for me to turn this into a no-bet game. Speaking of no-bet games, on Sunday night, we go to the MCG for Essendon hosting Carlton. Bombers laying... 2 and a bit goals, 185 to 187.5 total points line, and I'm emotionally invested enough as it is. Bombers have won 3 of the last 4, albeit that a couple of them were by less than a kick, and we should never have won either of them, to be honest.
Well, Carlton will let you do that. They lose lots of games as you win, so that's perfect.
Absolutely, but can they lose it by more than 2.5 goals? On form over the first 2 weeks, Bombers minus would be the play, but I'm not convinced. I'm quite happy to sit this one out.
Did this game open quite a bit lower than that as well, or did it open around that
mark? No, it's open around this mark. Really, it was only Hawthorn Freo that's moved any substantial distance.
I thought it opened a bit lower than that. But, Essendon should get it done. Essendon should get it done quite easily. They've categorically been a better side on exposed form. They'll miss Paddy Ryder through the middle. They're lacking a little bit for options, especially with Danaher probably not as developed as he could be. They won't want to play him expose him too much to a lot of ruck minutes. So Carlton have certainly got the edge there, but that said, the clearance specialists that Essendon have got, I think it will nullify that to a certain degree. Sunday night, I think I'll probably will have had enough bets by that stage, so it's probably worthwhile just sitting this one out.
Alrighty, so
there... at the minus, but I'm not going to bet it. There you go.
So there we have it. So, Greg, this week you have Hawks at the minus.
Yep.
Suns at the minus.
Yep.
Eagles at the minus.
Bloody hell.
Under the low 180s line in the GWS Melbourne game, and Port at the minus.
Perfect.
It's a favourite backer's delight.
Get up on...
I'm with the Hawks at the minus, Tigers at the minus, overs in the Adelaide-Sydney game, and unders in the West Coast St Kilda game.
Beautiful.
So full details will go up with the link to this podcast, and with any luck, we'll come back next week with an even better record than 12-2.
Punt well. Go the Hawks.